You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is one of our favorite times of the week. We play Kiss the Baby with the goal of creating a perfect playoff field, eliminating a new team each week. Our caller is going to be Dan in North Wildwood. He'll be up third today. Hugh Douglas, you get to be up first. Of course, the rule in this and the catch is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. We're getting kind of close. I would say in the next 3 weeks or so, one of these terrible teams will be eliminated. Hugh, you are up first today. Which gives you the pick of the litter. Which team are you eliminating today from postseason contention?
Oh, the Cowboys. That was easy.
It's a good one. All right, Dallas out.
Last night. Cowboys out for me.
Cowboys out. All right, that puts me
Hold on.
Yep.
Are you ready to say the division's over then?
Have you waited? Has Hugh eliminated everyone in the
he's
NFC?
He's eliminated the Commanders.
Hugh?
I haven't eliminated the Giants.
He hasn't eliminated the Giants.
No, the Cowboys.
Probably should do that soon. The Giants are terrible.
You shouldn't have told him.
No, I was waiting. I just said the Cowboys because, since we're here, since y'all,
Yeah.
I watched that game last night, and I kept it to myself, but since we're here, I was like, damn, could this be a trap game?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, this has trappy feel
and
on Sunday.
Who was it? I saw the other night from ESPN. He said, if you squint really, really hard, was it Chris Canty? Not Chris Canty.
That's what you said this morning when you brought this up.
Yeah, he said, if you squint really, really hard, the Cowboys. He said the Cowboys and the Eagles are similar.
I don't see that
no.
at all.
I don't see that either, I was surprised he said it. You know, I mean, I know Chris.
You know,
I do think this is a trappy game feel to it this Sunday.
I do too. But
I was thinking that because they're trying to ride an emotional high.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm like, damn, could this be a trap game? Can't be.
You know me, though, man. Friday rolls around.
Yeah, by Friday, you'll be blown out. Yeah, kill him. All right, so Hugh takes out the Cowboys. That puts me up next. I am going to eliminate the Cincinnati Bengals, who are at 3-7. That defense is just maybe the worst in NFL history. They are done. They will not make the playoffs in the AFC this year, even if Burrow comes back. So I'll take out Cincinnati. That puts Dan in North Wildwood up on behalf of the callers. Dan, what's up, man?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, Dan. So you know who you guys have eliminated already, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think I remember.
All right, Kyle, why don't you roll through who the callers already have eliminated?
So callers have eliminated the Saints, the Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns, and Giants. Really just one, I think, like obvious blemish.
Seattle's going to get them. Yeah. All right, Dan, what do you got? Who are you taking out
the
for
Niners.
The callers? The 49ers. Interesting one. All
that
right.
is a good one. Okay.
They are in the playoffs right now. We'll see if they stay in it. Dan, good job. You're entered for to win at the end of the season.
A good team in the NFC is going to have to miss.
I think there's
and I could see it being the Niners.
It could be a 10-win someone, right? No, it also could be the Packers tie could either put them in or knock them out, depending on how they play down the stretch. All right, Kyle, you are up. Who are you knocking out today?
This team might I haven't looked at the elimination scenarios, but this team could get eliminated next week for all I know. And I have not eliminated them yet. Snuck up on me, the Titans.
Oh, they're about to get eliminated. Yeah. I mean, they have one victory.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
They might be the first team eliminated.
They will be. Yeah,
and look, pretty late, but better late than never.
Good job. You got him out. Yeah, I think the Seahawks are going to hurt the callers team. Hugh is still riding high with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have vision.
Yeah, it's not. No.
We're going to lose this weekend.
3.5-point favorites in the game.
I know. It don't matter.
Okay. But that usually matters. Mm. How often do you think they lose as 3.5-point favorites at home with Mahomes? I don't know.
Yeah, this is the one that never mind. I'm going to say that because you know how.
You're saving your guest to take for Friday? He's workshopped it on a Tuesday.
Joe.
Work's done.
Joe.
Well, God forbid we spring it on him Friday and he doesn't know what to do.
Hey, listen, that is hard to do because all my takes are like predictions.
Yes, they are. All right, a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked the poll today. How is everyone handling the poll? Are you frustrated with Jalen Hurts? How's that one going, Kyle? Is people handling the question well?
How do you think it's going?
I think people are writing their feelings about it. It happens. No at 59%. Yes at 41%.
Not as bad as I initially expected.
No, actually, yeah. I mean, at 59%, no. 41%, though, frustrated with the quarterback is an interesting number.
We came in today and Twitter was down. Mm-hmm. And I had a feeling what we'd be doing today. And I was like, it might be good that maybe they need a break.
Maybe they do. All right, before we go back to the phones, listen, we have some concern or frustration with the offense. It always could be worse. I think it's good to once in a while to remember it could be worse. We could be having the conversation they're having in Cleveland where they had to go from Dylan Gabriel to Shedeur Sanders. Ken Carman, the morning show host there, we've played some of their clips before because they make us laugh. This is truly a fan base and a man that is broken. Here is that discussion they were having after Shedeur came in on Sunday.
So now I have to hold you accountable for the things you already did. The problem is when you've done things that are nonsensical, it doesn't even make sense to hold you accountable. That's my issue.
Ken's getting worked up.
See what's going on here?
Yeah, called it out in training camp, Ken. Thanks for finally getting on the program. We called this all out like 18 weeks ago. It was ridiculous.
I have to look.
The whole thing was ridiculous.
We're all yelling at each other for a football team that doesn't know what the hell it's doing. We're all getting mad at each other and sending each other nasty tweets and nasty messages and nasty emails and sending nasty calls and text messages and cussing each other out for a team that doesn't know what it's doing. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they ever knew what they were doing. So the only way we're ever going to fix this is if they luck into it, which I pray to God that there will be luck. That's the only way this is getting fixed.
He's a broken man, it sounds like.
No, you know what's funny? Because I had some friends of mine call me this morning because they know I do, you know, from Ohio. They know I do sports radio. And they asked me, what's going on with the Browns and what do I think's going on? I was like, hell, I'm not in Cleveland. I don't know what the hell y'all got going on.
They're the Browns. It's not hard to deduce, though. They stink.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. You knew going into this season that you were going to be dysfunctional. Hell, you should have knew that when they drafted a quarterback and then turned around and drafted another quarterback. You should have knew that they'd had no clue.
And the odds are neither can play at a high level.
And they brought you back crazy. Hold up. Let me finish. You had Myles Garrett who wanted out. You threw a ton of money at him. He came back, right? You had Joe Flacco who if you would have gave him a chance, probably would have been decent, and you could have slow played at least one of these young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Somebody dangled a carrot or a shiny thing in front of your face. You traded him away. And now you're asking what's wrong with the Cleveland Browns? I ain't watched I watched how many games I've seen? None. I've watched maybe a few, not wire to wire. But that's the problem. Well, they don't know what they want to do.
Well, they suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything they do is wrong.
In fairness, I will say this. You draft two quarterbacks in one draft, you got to expect to come out of the season with a glimmer of hope.
And they have none.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you got rid of the guy. You got rid of the starter. You trade him away. You threw the young cat in there, and then he gets a concussion. Shedeur is in there. He looks lost. And you know, to be fair, you know, most quarterbacks don't take first-team reps.
Right.
You know, that's not an excuse, though. It's not an excuse.
Well,
you got to be ready to play.
I think it is good to realize we have rich people problems here. They're 8-2, and we're talking about, oh, you're frustrated with Hurts because they don't look better on offense.
Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
he's right. They have no idea what to do.
I could have saved you that angst and told you this. this was probably going to be, you was probably going to be right where you
I
are
think he knew deep
at the
down,
beginning of the season.
It's got to be tough to sit through that. I mean, it's bad.
I was worried about him listening to
that. Oh, I know.
I'm like, he about to, like he's about to bust.
Burst a blood vessel or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Al P. in North Philly. Al P. Al P.
Right, he went too moment too big for him.
I guess it was. Let's go to Gary in Doylestown, who's up on WIP. Gary?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, so I think I'm just frustrated overall with everything, with Jalen, with AJ, with the offense not being able to move the ball, with not scoring, the drama between those two. And now, like, it seems like every week something's coming out. Now it's the coaching staff. Like, it's just frustrating over the whole thing.
I'm with you. And it seems so ridiculous considering the success they have, right? They won the Super Bowl. They're 8-2. They could be the number one seed and go back. And it just feels like they're frustrated within their own building. And you're right about the three and outs. I mean, they're hard to watch on offense. They're having three and out rate is as bad as anybody in years.
And I know I sound like an idiot because they're 8-2. I keep telling myself that. But I think you just said it, rich people problems.
It is. And I think part of it, Gary, is we just have such high expectations for them.
But the standard is set.
Yeah, and I think they have that for themselves.
And the bar has been raised.
The standard is set, especially because of last year.
Yes.
And the bar has been raised.
Right, exactly.
And the goal is to do it again. And we know it's got to be at least got to be a little bit better on offense. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Something you have a love-hate relationship with.
All right. I love getting that paycheck, but I hate seeing those taxes.
That's a good one. Money and taxes, paycheck and taxes. Gary, good one. Hugh, I like that answer.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. That's not a bad one.
I mean, no one likes to pay the taxes, give away the money.
No, we like that bread.
Though. Yeah, what are you going to do, though? All right, Al P. in North Philly's back up.
Are you? What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Hey, Al P.
I'm good, man. All right, I'm going to keep this quick because I'm on my way to work and I almost missed my time.
Oh, no.
So real quick, man, everybody's frustrated with the Eagles offense, man. Everybody's frustrated with it. However, I'd rather have this problem than the problem they got in Cleveland.
Well, you know,
all day.
Those are real problems.
Yeah, man, we're winning games. I feel like we're going to turn it around offensively. I think the defense is football is the ultimate team game, right?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, we need the defense to hold us down for a minute. Let us do it. You know, we still got a lot of football to play. We got the playoffs going to come up. We're going to be ready to go. I'm ready for the Super Bowl ride. I've been an Eagles fan since we was, I ain't going to say trash, but we wasn't doing too good, man. Right. You know, I remember crying with my dad, God rest his soul, but now, we got a good team. We got a couple issues. I just think we need to, just be a little patient, and I think we'll be fine, man. We'll be fine.
Well, they're gonna be in the big games, and they just have to find their right rhythm by the time we get to January. Al, what do you got for us? A love hate relationship you have with something?
I mean, it's easy for me. Work, man. I love getting the check, but I hate the ride. I'm on my way to the Poconos right now.
Well, Al, have a good night at work, man. We appreciate it. Work,
they
love,
got some
hate.
Wineries up in the Poconos I went to, man.
Yeah,
nice little town. Got banged up.
Was that when you had the cup?
Yeah.
Is that when you brought your Bucky's cup, or is that somewhere different?
No, that was in Ohio. I got the Bucky's cup. Oh, gotcha. No, I was in the Poconos when I went up there, hung out.
Reds or whites? What are you having?
It was like a little blush. What's it called? The blush?
Yeah, a blush guy.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought you were a blush guy.
But no, because they give you that wine cart.
Yeah.
I've got the Mountain Valley Vineyard.
I've been there, yeah.
Nice. I need it. As a matter of fact, if I wanted to, they could send me a case. That's a lot of wine, though.
Yeah, I mean, it lasts for a while, though.
Yeah, it won't. It won't.
But I'm saying it could.
I need to get a refrigerator just for the wine.
A cellar. You should get a wine cellar. That's what fancy
wine
people do.
Refrigerator.
All right, call it a fridge. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up, man?
Where's the energy, Aaron? What's going on?
I'm not feeling great today, and, I was kind of, didn't know if I was going to call or not. And then I turn on YouTube, and, of course, the titling is, Do You Blame This All on Jalen Hurts? And it doesn't exactly say that, But that's what you guys are implying.
Oh, and so hold on. So you saw the title that said not, like the opposite, not what you said it was.
Hey, real quick, let me get my, so I've got a love-hate relationship. And Joe and Hugh, my love-hate relationship is my relationship with Kyle Quinn. We love to hate each other, that's just fine.
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as the topic today, mm-hmm. you know, I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and McNabb said something pretty interesting. And, you know, I know we want to look at the quarterback, and the quarterback is the most important position. But, you know, the other individual that has been here for the whole time is one Nick Sirianni. And I think McNabb was alluding to the fact that, you know, Sirianni's his offensive game plan is almost like a tush-push game plan. It's not to throw the ball all over the field, you know, march down the field. It is like little increments. Run the ball, you know, get into third and three situations, get into fourth and one situations, you know, where it's a conservative, you know, ball control, clock management type of offense. And, you know, it's not appeasing to look at, but, you know, in terms of the, you know, ultimate goal of winning games, it's successful.
I agree with some of that. Yeah, I do think this comes from Sirianni. And Aaron, part of it is he's just not a scheme guy, right? Like, he's not Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. Or, like, he doesn't bring anything to the table from that perspective. So this is the way he thinks is the best way to win with this roster. And, I mean, for the last 2 years, he's right. It has been.
And I'm going to say something, and I love Jalen, but do I think Jalen has a small part in what's going on with this offense right now? Absolutely,
a small part.
This is growth for Aaron.
Let's look at it though.
But no, before you go on, and I'll let you finish. I love this though. This is my favorite thing. When they win the Super Bowl, he's the reason. Yes. When they struggle, he's a small part of it. I love it. This is the way we speak.
I talked about this the other day. What is the second most important position on that offense for the Eagles?
Offensive line,
the center position.
Sure. Okay.
And we had Jason Kelce, who was a game general just as much as Jalen Hurts was.
Then Juergens came in and he
took over and he played the role just like Kelce did. The fact that he is not in there, it is an important cog in that engine that it's causing it not to run right, man. And it is, you know, listen, you've got the head coach, you've got the offensive coordinator, you've got the offensive line, you've got the skilled positions, you've got the quarterback position. All of those positions, they are working as islands right now. And until they come together and work as a team, we're not going to see what we want to see. And that's the bottom line.
I agree. I agree with some of that.
Joe, now remember after they won the Super Bowl, everyone was praising Jalen Hurts and then Cam Juergens after they won the Super Bowl. That's how it went. Yep, okay.
Kyle, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? The center position is not the second most important on the offense.
You can't blame it on the quarterback. Yeah. For the Eagles, it is.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Their main source of production is their running game, not their passing game.
They can't run the ball.
Listen to me.
No.
You want to bag on Jalen Hurts over and over and over again, and every time the guy is put on center stage, he performs. When he's asked to do it, he doesn't. So stop using him as a scapegoat.
He's the quarterback. He makes the most money.
Body yelling.
I thought he was the Super Bowl MVP. Put the team on his back in the Super Bowl.
And now when they scored 10 points and 16 points, he's just a small part.
Of course. Also, if the center is the second most important engine of the whole thing, then how come the head coach ran a tush-push when the center was hurt the other night on 4th-and-1? Can anyone answer me that? Or is it about the process I got to hear about from Nick Sirianni? You know what has become so clear the last few days?
What's that?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Like, no one wants to accept that the reality, Hurts has been the same the whole time. When everything is right around him, he is very capable of playing up and winning. He's played with talent at Alabama, Oklahoma, and the Eagles. But when things start crumbling around Jalen Hurts, which they are, let's be real. I don't think the receiver runs the way he used to, A.J. Brown. The offensive line has been horrendous compared to its old self. The running game has not been there. They can't move the football. Like, doesn't that tell you the truth about Jalen Hurts more than anything? He's probably the 12th best quarterback in pro football. When everything is right, he can look like the second best quarterback or first on any given day. But also, if things start breaking down around him, he can't elevate anything here. I just think the truth has been there the whole time, and we've spent years pretending it's not true.
There's a lot. I hear you. But there's a lot of intangibles in this. It's like it's the perfect storm. And I feel like the reason why he's getting so much of this ire is because he refuses on some level to adjust to what's going on around him. You know how sometimes, like, you're in a situation where you're used to doing things your way because it works for you, but it doesn't work for everybody else?
Yes.
And I feel like he doesn't see that. And this goes back to the story that I told Trot, hey, man, you got to play the run better. Nah, it's your job. And he was like, hey, if you do this, then we can do this better. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think people get mad because when they hear it, it's like you're trying to blame Jalen. No, I look at it more like this. You know how good Jalen is or how good he could be if he adjusts just a little bit, gives a little bit. Like, this is not – I think that part of this – because let's be honest. You're right. The main thing is the main thing, winning football games. And for whatever reason, he does that. But – it's almost like I'm thinking about it now, harder, not smarter. Smarter, not harder. And that's what it probably is more than anything, because you're 8-2, and you've heard everybody say to a man, we could be better. They've been saying that all season long. So maybe they're looking at Jalen to try to adjust just a little bit to help make this offense run better. He's refusing to do it.
And that feels like it might be where the frustration is coming from. That feels like where they're...
I mean, because a lot of times I feel like when people... Because we're all coming from the angle, or most people think that we're attacking it from an angle of we're mad at Jalen, or it's, you know, you did, it was Frank frustrated, or it's,
well, that's the word
it's his fault.
Yeah. Gunn used within the team.
It's his fault. But when you talk about the potential that this team has, and they don't want to mess that up, no, flawless victory. You have to be better. You have to be better, and you should be scoring more points. So I think that's where it's coming from. Not so much that Jalen's a bad person or yada, 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 but maybe he needs to adjust a little bit. And this is a cry for people in the building that he doesn't see it, that maybe, you know, if you take it to the outside, they'll see it.
Maybe. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good on, afternoon.
Check the time, Andy. So I don't want to upset Kyle, you know?
Yeah. I always went with you. I thought it was morning, too. What do you got, Andy? What are you thinking?
It's funny. So I've been doing some long thinking.
Long thinking? That fits in with you.
Sometimes we have to do that. I'm going to go home and long think when I'm giving me some of this bourbon, because y'all didn't want me out today. Chad.
So I'm the reckless speculation on my part now. So it's funny. I was wondering yesterday when I first heard this if people are going to start like understanding AJ Brown a little bit more now, or giving him a pass and saying, okay, this is maybe he was right. And then I started thinking, well, maybe he's a leak because you know, Jeff Lurie went to him and said, you know, enough with the social media. So maybe he just
went straight to the source.
This is what's happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a way around that, right? Like no posts on social media, but if I tell someone what I'm feeling and they put it out there, it's out there.
Let's get right out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's and then talking about the frustration with the offense and Jalen Hurts, you of course, I had an analogy for you that what it makes me think of is if you have a good friend who, you know, you ride with a lot in a car,
mm-hmm.
he gets that Lamborghini Hurricane you were talking about.
Yeah.
And always goes 5 miles an hour under the speed limit. That's how I feel. What we have that Lamborghini with our offense, and Hurts is driving at 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
Always get you there.
Crank that thing up.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good analogy. Like, yeah, like we're not crashing, but we could get there faster.
But you want to appreciate. You want to feel the horsepower. You want to feel. You know
exactly.
what I mean? You want to know, like that. Like you said, Joe, that's a $250,000 car.
Yeah.
You know what it feels like to have a Mustang with the pulleys changed and the K&N air filter. Yeah.
He's driving it like my minivan.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
like no
you
one
wanna,
wants that.
You want to feel that power. You want to feel how that thing handles. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I don't like him. I love him. Like I said, he gets us wins or we win games with him. That's all I can say. But it is tough to watch sometimes.
It is. All right, Andy, what do you got for us for something you have a love-hate relationship with?
My stinking cell phone. I can't imagine life without it, but I miss the simplicity of life before it.
You know, Andy, I love that one. That is a great one. Andy, good phone call there. I think a lot of us feel that way, especially when either you're bothered or you're distracted by it. It's a good one. All right, we'll get a winner for ComboCon today with your calls on this. You people before we hand it off to the afternoon show. We'll see what they're up to today. And we'll get you caught up on some other things going on. The Phillies hot stove and the Sixers big return last night. Who was excited to see Paul George drop 9 points
Nobody.
Last night? Yeah, not me. All right, midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Us freaking out? Never. Never on WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on us these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we'll give away our ComboCon prize coming up in just a few minutes. Things you have a love-hate relationship with. Feels like the Jalen Conversations splits into that every other week here. Back to your phone calls a minute, but we had a couple notable things going on the last couple days here with the other teams. The Sixers last night, welcome back Paul George. How pumped are you?
I would rather see the young guys play, but you know, he's a part of this team. Gave him, what, 90 mil?
No, they gave him like 250 mil, 200.
Paul George?
Yeah. He makes like 60 a year, man.
He was floored.
You should be floored.
What did Jalen say about AJ? I'm going to say about Paul George, except I'll leave one word out.
Uh-huh.
Paul George is a player, and he's here.
He's here. He played last night, 9 points. I am less than enthused to see him play. The other weird thing about the Sixers is the whatever is going on with Jared McCain. Came back, and then you know he wasn't playing much or playing well, and then the Blue Coats, and it's odd how they – it seems like they can't find a rhythm to get him in the game. So we'll keep an eye on it, but I will say that is concerning for me. The Paul George thing, whatever. He's back, and we'll see how much he plays. Philly's hot stove view is the GM meetings are over, ended last week, and now we're kind of getting to that point where we might start hearing some things.
Mm-hmm.
We got this one today. Apparently, a lot of teams are in on Kyle Schwarber, including, are you ready for this? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates. According to Jeff Paston.
There's no way.
I would agree. But according to Jeff Paston, they did.
They got long paper, though?
Well, they don't have any paper. I mean, they're out of paper. But they offered Josh Naylor, who went back to the Mariners, $80 million. So they found $80 million lying around. They offered that to that guy. So I'm guessing they have at least that to offer to Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, the bad part of this is that's just another team that's going to up the price.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot. He's a hot commodity right now.
I mean, we can't get outbid by the Pirates, though. I mean, right? Like,
well, no, yeah, that's but no, they're going to drive the price up.
Yeah, they're definitely going to drive the price up.
Yeah, we'll see. I am. My concern with the Schwarber thing is not can the Phillies afford him. Is does he want to drag this thing out right for the next month or two to get the height? Well, because if let's say he drags it out, which he has every right to do, the other fallback options for the Phillies could fall off the board.
So they got to make a decision.
Well, yeah, or if they wait on him and then they lose the bidding, then what do they do, right? Like, let's just use Pete Alonso for an example, because he's another DH type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a fallback. Schwarber somehow leaves, they could sign Pete Alonso. I'd rather have Schwarber, but, like, he's a fallback option. If this thing drags out for a couple months and we're into January and the other fallback options go away, Hugh, then they're kind of in a tough spot.
Yeah, in where a pickle.
It's just overpay him or you don't have that power bat in the lineup. So we'll see. I would like this to end quickly so we know we have the certainty of Schwarber back.
Should have overpaid him before we went and be in this position.
I agree with you. They should have took care of this before the season started. We'll see how many suitors line up. But according to Jeff Paston, the Pirates are one of them. I don't think they have the money. I still don't think they do. But we'll see. Maybe they're going to spend more than they usually do. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Bruce in D.C. Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, you and the crew, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Bruce, what's up? We're good, Bruce. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, a lot of, you know, lot going on here with this whole Jalen thing. Look, let me just say something because I'm trying to look at this thing objectively or maybe kind of like recklessly speculating, but I'm probably a little bit more objective about it. And, you know, just looking back at these last two games, I'll just start there. You know, the first game, yeah, I definitely had some issues. I wasn't a happy camper, but then the second game, I think Jalen does deserve a little bit more of a reprieve, simply because of the fact that, number one, if you look at the two teams we played, they were extremely tough. The conditions were tough, and that was part of the issue.
It was.
I think one of the things that we're dealing here with the whole team dynamic is that they're dealing with several issues at one time that's contributed to this factor. The O-line injuries, those two injuries that we're dealing with, is going to affect the entire game. Now the problem is that they've been dealing with that all year, and they have not come up with alternative game plans on how to come up with they have to evolve not only just their passing game and their running game. And somebody said this earlier about using Tank Bigsby. They didn't do that in the last game, and this is where the OC is going to be smarter about using their talent because this guy has got a faster cutback than Saquon.
Saquon.
Yeah. So he's got a best, and they have to use. They need to bring him up to 8 to 10 reps a game to take the load off of Jalen. Now going on to this Jalen thing. Here's where I got a problem with Jalen. Okay. Number one. He's still not passing in the middle of the field. He doesn't like it because it's, oh, he's not comfortable with it. Well, damn it, you got to evolve, okay? You need to adjust you need to adjust and evolve your game. He doesn't like to do screen passes and out, you know, he's not very good at those types of, not passes, but the outlet passes. He's not really good with that. And the third thing, he needs to start using his legs more like he did last year.
Bruce, I agree with that. Collinsworth was all over it on Sunday, saying that could unlock things in this offense. His running this year has been down from all the years past. It compared to what he usually does, it's less.
Yeah, no, and that's what the problem is that he's become oh, I don't want to get hurt. No, damn it, you got to get on that horse and start doing what you need to do, because it's not going to leg up. And if you think that this Dallas game is going to be easy on Sunday, we're not going to have two of our old linemen. Jalen needs to start using his legs more. That's going to take the pressure off the running game, and it's going to keep the defense. But they have to start doing these things. And I think that if he starts doing these things, we'll see better output on the offense.
Bruce, what do you got for us for something you have a love-hate relationship with?
Well, I was going to go the route with, you know, he would love this thing and say a strip club, but I'm not going to go strip club. I thought of something else. Going with the Phillies.
The Phillies thing. You know, I think a lot of people do during the season, the ups, the downs. Bruce, I like that one. Speaking of Jalen's rushing attempts, so Collinsworth was on this a lot during the broadcast Sunday, but he's not running as much. He kind of surmised, maybe he got this from them when they did the production meetings, that they're kind of waiting to unleash it, to hold it back.
Mm-hmm.
So in his career, this is so if it holds, this, like his stats right now, if they hold for the season, this would be his fewest attempts per game and by far the fewest rushing yards per game that he's had. So in let's take out the first four games he started in 2020. That was not a big sample. If you go to the 2021 to now, his yards per game rushing, 52, 50, 35, 42, and this year at Hewitt's 26.
Yeah, he's not running. He's trying to be more of a pocket presence, I would assume.
Yeah, it's his fewest attempts, fewest yards per attempt. We think this is all just because? Is it on purpose? Is it him?
Well, I think there's something to evolving as a quarterback. I definitely think there's something to that. Maybe it's just taking him a little bit longer than it does everybody else.
But do you think he should run more? I do.
Devolving.
There's a lot of things that I think. I think that he should definitely pull the trigger more, because I've heard a lot about how, you know, the offense, like, guys are open. He's just not throwing the ball. If that's going to help, to your point, Joe, poo-poo you anything. But, yeah, if it's going to help the offense out, yeah. Start running around.
Like, I think back to his best season, right? 2022. And for me, it was he was quick to get rid of the ball. And then if he didn't, he ran. He didn't hold the ball much and just hang out. Like that 2022, I felt when he was at his best, it was quick RPO stuff, throw the ball. And if he didn't throw it, he just ran. Or they had design runs for him, and he was good at both. Right now, they're not throwing the ball super effectively, and he doesn't run much. I think it's affected things. And I don't know if it's on – this might all be the coaches. I'm not saying it's all Jalen. Yeah, they don't call many of these anymore.
It's one of those things where you hear certain things and you're like, as a former player, you're like, nah, I don't see that. But you can't poo-poo it. I think it's a perfect storm of everything that's going wrong with this team right now. Offensive line isn't playing well. That's obvious. Running game is not what it used to be. And it feels like Jalen's – what they call it, back there burping the baby? Mm. Back there burping the baby a little bit.
And that's not what you want on an offense. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence go once. Terrence go twice. Terrence goes on hold. That doesn't happen often with Terrence. Jerry is up on WIP. What's up, Jerry? There it is.
What's up, Jerry?
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Jerry, what's up?
What's going on?
I'm just riding the roads. I'm down here in Missouri heading to Wisconsin. So nice weather down here, 75 right now.
No, it's way colder up here. I think it's like in the 40s today. Yeah, we're looking at 49 right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's nice down here. I was just in Louisiana over the weekend. So I was down there in Monroe, Louisiana, and heading north now. So, the Eagles, I love the win that we had. You know, we seem like we just keep finding ways to win, but something's not right with the offense. Something's not right with AJ. I don't know what. I can't put my finger on it. It's just it's kind of bizarre a way of everything's happening with this team this year, but. We've knocked off all the big boys all year long, and we're in a real good position. To get that number one seed. I do believe the division is wrapped up pretty much.
Oh,
once we knock Dallas off this weekend, they're going to kiss the baby too.
Yeah, I think Jerry. I think there's a. I think the Eagles could clinch it by Black Friday if they beat the Cowboys lose to the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, and we beat the Bears. I think this thing is a wrap by next Friday.
Yeah, I believe it is too. So my love hate relationship is living with my ex wife.
You know what? You're probably not the only one that has that. That one covers both, Jerry. Yeah.
You know, I love our situation. You know, I just
what situation?
The situation. You know, our situation. We have a good situation living together.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know,
well, y'all live together, but y'all don't.
But you know, I'm the squirrel that just can't get to see the prize. You know, and I hate that part. You know, I can't get to the top of the bird feeder. The pole keeps, like the grease pole, I keep sliding backwards.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I got a question.
do you really want to ask?
No, yeah. I kind of do.
We'll hold the question. Jerry, great phone call. We appreciate
leave
it.
That alone.
Yeah. I think it was best to just let him, you know, he wanted to bang and tell us that.
I would say TMI, but he offered up all that unprompted.
He did. Well, I'm just saying. I was just going to write down ex-wife and move on.
You know what my biggest question is.
No, I don't think you should ask.
Okay, fine. I won't ask.
Go ahead.
What's the sleeping arrangement?
Well, I think it's pretty clear.
Is it?
It is. I think it's pretty obvious what it is. I mean, you don't?
I don't think it's
obvious.
Clear cut as you think it is.
I think there are separate bedrooms. I mean, guys, he said it's his ex-wife.
Well, they still live together,
and they have a love hate situation.
They're still.
But did you hear the analogies?
Squirrel on the bird feeder analogy.
Yeah, he's in a different room.
Then he might slide by every now and then. See, hey, y'all, you good?
But you asked what the sleeping situation is.
Hey, you might.
That might change day to day.
That's what I'm saying, because you might have to, like, after,
hold
you know,
on. Now,
the performance,
Jerry,
you
I'm
might
sorry,
have to
you
go back to the room.
But here's the question.
You might not be allowed to spend the night.
Here's the question. If they are divorced, but they're living together and sleeping in the same bedroom, are they really divorced? What are we talking about?
Well, you know, if you're living together, I mean, like, here's the thing, Joe. This is the reality. Like, I've never done this, but I'm assuming that this would be the problem. You ain't bringing nobody else over there. Especially if she got the propensity to wild out, or he has the propensity to wild out. You know, you sitting up there with your friend and y'all drinking wine and y'all laughing and giggling, and your ex-husband's in the other room, that dog don't feel like it's going to hunt.
Well, that's awkward, if nothing else.
So with that being said, you know, I'm pretty sure when you cook meals, or she cooks meals, or he, whoever cooking meals, y'all ain't cooking in separate kitchens.
Yeah, well, that's different than the sleeping arrangement. Yeah.
Man, listen.
I don't know. Based on the information we have, I don't think it's fair to guess anything. Like it.
Well, I mean,
we have no read on the situation whatsoever.
Well, we have a read which was presented to us.
I mean,
he called it love hate. I mean, that's a lot. All right.
So when you love hate, that means you know.
Again, you asked about the sleeping arrangement. I believe it is separate.
Just the first of the question.
Terrence is Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe Carl, what's up, man? My fault. I had y'all on mute, man.
Oh, it happens. Well, Terrence, what's up?
Man, look, they asked me about how I feel about Jalen Hurts, man. Right now, Jalen Hurts sucks ass. Right now, AJ sucks ass. Saquon sucks ass. The O-line sucks ass. Saquon's running this year like he has poop in his ass. He's running side to side instead of north to south. A lot of these plays, Bigsby looks more explosive than Saquon this year, man. You got to admit that. A lot of these plays looking more explosive. And, guys, this offense is not sustainable because, like Kyle said yesterday, guys, the other day, one bad game by this defense in the playoffs, one game where offense don't score enough, and we're done.
Yep.
Guys, they should have been playing in the preseason. And every year we don't play in the preseason and we start slow and our offense struggles, and that's the common denominator, guys. The thing about AJ Hurt, the thing with AJ and Jalen Hurts right now, it may cost us the Super Bowl this year, guys, because there's times where AJ, we saw in the Packers game where AJ was open and getting celebration, and Jalen Hurts was not throwing him the ball. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. I don't know what kind of risk they got going on, man, but if they keep this up, guys, it could cost us winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now,
it could.
AJ, guys. Go ahead, Joe.
No, Darren, I agree. It could. I mean, they need to be better on offense. They need to stop the three and outs. They need to find some efficiency. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us quickly? We got to get to your answer here.
All right, one thing, guys.
I'm like TK.
I think the Cowboys,
we got to go.
They're coming off an emotional game with the passing of their guy. I'm gonna say exercise, working out, guys.
Okay, Terrence, good job. I'm glad we got. I didn't want to have to TKM.
We have more days this week. Terrence can call in.
I never want to TKM Monday. I mean, I wouldn't do that to Terrence. But the clock was ticking.
Sometimes you have to.
All right, can we get to you people?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Angry with us today.
Oh.
Yep.
Did we get the story? Did we the ones that had the information about the team being frustrated with the player?
Well, stories are BS. Oh, okay. Somebody said sinister behavior by WIP this week. Yep.
Got it.
I like sinister.
Did Joe come out of the womb complaining that he was cold?
I mean, I don't remember, but probably.
Probably were crying.
Of course I was crying.
I mean, I think that was consensus for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio is going to single-handedly dismantle the Eagles dynasty.
Okay.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah, by yourself.
It would be. First of all, I wouldn't do it.
No fault of anybody else's. Yep. Just yours.
That would be worthy of like a documentary, or like a 30 for 30.
It would.
The one man.
The talk show host who took down a dynasty. Yep.
Took down a dynasty. All caps, you guys will go to hell for this.
For what?
That seems a little strong. I mean, it seems a little strong.
What are we going to hell for? What do we do?
We're talking about the Eagles quarterback.
Recklessly.
Okay. After they scored 26 points in 2 weeks.
We're going to go to hell.
Team has scored the fewest points they have in 7 years in two back to weeks, but it's my fault.
Careful.
Our fault.
They send us to hell.
Going to hell.
Deegan knows nothing.
It's coping. That's coping.
Of course it is. Yep. You three are terrible journalists.
Well, technically, I'm not a journalist.
None of us.
We're not journalists.
Not a journalist.
We're talk show hosts.
Yep. Kyle's mustache is the leak.
You know what? That's the first
They're killing you about that mustache.
Truthful thing I've heard today.
It's all good, guys.
Aren't they used to the mustache by now?
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think. Talk about Josh Allen, guys, who is trash.
Josh Allen scored 6 touchdowns on Sunday.
Also not our quarterback.
We're not in Buffalo. Otherwise, we would talk about him and how he plays. Again, he had 6 touchdowns in the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Hugh just wants to hate, like Friday when he picked Detroit to win.
Not hating.
What, you did pick Detroit to win.
Here we go.
I did pick Detroit, but I'm like, how am I hating when I was more indifferent about anything that's been said?
The lesson is it doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Does not matter.
Hater Douglas. Hater Hugh.
Joe and Hugh have the same amount of Super Bowls, talking about Jalen Hurts.
That's got to be a knock on Hugh, right?
Like, it has to be.
I mean, what am I supposed to do about
that? He's right. I don't have a Super Bowl, but I have an NFC Championship ring, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't have one.
I don't have one. I absolutely don't.
I'm pretty sure whoever said that doesn't have one.
No, probably not.
Mm.
So me and that person have the same amount of NFC Championship rings.
That's true.
Zero.
Yep, and he has one.
Yep.
this one could get me in trouble.
Mm, okay.
Why in God's name is Hugh breaking up the mini glizzies? Still bigger than you're used to.
I mean, because I don't want to eat them whole. Just because you. Mm.
So is a mini?
I'm gonna let him live on that one because. Okay. Yeah.
I have a quick mini glizzy question.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
quick mini glizzy question: is a mini glizzy broken in half just a pig in a blanket?
Yeah, basically.
The mini glizzy was a pig in a blanket, essentially.
Basically, it was good too.
Well, but it was.
Do you break up pigs in a blanket?
I don't really eat them like that.
But if we were to give you pigs in a blanket,
I'd probably break them suckers.
You can't even. I don't even know if you can.
I would break it up, the pig in the blanket. I would break it in half.
Yep.
Not eating that whole thing.
All right, one more thing.
Children eat them whole.
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous. One more thing, because I have a quick question: who needed saving more, Jerry the truck horn guy, right there, or you during this analogy earlier today?
It's almost the equivalent of say if you're married. Well, and some of you are. If you buy your wife, or you get the bathroom refurbished, and you get her the toiletries and all the amenities that she wanted in the bathroom, gold fixtures and all of this stuff, and now after you've done all that, she start complaining about the kitchen. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, we just got the bathroom done. What are you doing?
So who's Jalen in this?
Who's Jalen?
Yeah, I like the analogy.
Well, the fans. The fans are the people that... Wait a minute. I messed this analogy up. No. The Eagles are...
Who's the wife?
The Eagles are the wife.
Eagles are the wife.
Yeah, are the people that have... Like, Jalen's fixing the bathroom.
You're drowning right now.
No, I fixed it. I fixed it, though. Hey, Kyle. I had it in my... I fixed it.
Dude,
I fixed it.
That was a disaster.
I think that's the one that locks up the Marconi next year. Just send that 40 seconds audio in.
That was phenomenal. If I do say so much.
I loved it. It was great.
It took one question from Joe to crumble the entire analogy. He's like, I don't know.
I wasn't prepared for that.
It wasn't a hard question. All right. Thank you to you people. We need to pick a winner today to give away for our qualifying prize and then automatically entered for the grand prize from Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. What are we thinking today? We had some good ones. We had Chuck with social media.
I like the messy ones. Big V said his baby mama.
Big V and his baby mama. That and Jerry and his ex-wife were our two best. Big V, baby mama got us, but the whole situation with Jerry, we need to unpack that further.
Jerry's ended up a little sad.
Yeah, well, it did. It is. We're with you, Jerry. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.